it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
First shot, you know, first ballot Hall of Famer, and then he wasn't. And so anyway,
well, just look how we're looking at Russ in 2 weeks.
I know.
First week was awful. Bench him for Jackson Dart, and he looked incredible yesterday.
It's this sport. It's
like,
this
it's
sport.
Just, exactly.
So it's this sport. But just because I'm giving Mac some flowers this morning doesn't mean I'm taking them away
no.
from Brock Purdy.
And I want to hear from the people on Mac Jones and what they thought of his performance
but
yesterday.
I will say, like, I'm okay, like, Mac, I was down on you for years. You shut me up for a couple weeks.
Well, a week. Let's see. Yeah. Let's see.
Well, no, like the week leading into it, I was optimistic and, yeah. and let's see where it goes. And like, look, he played great yesterday, but this is the way the NFL works. Do it again.
That's how it always is. Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bear for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. Kind of how I feel about Oreo Cookie when he calls
hey,
in.
Hey, Oreo.
He'll call in, and then I say, do it again, Oreo. Oreo, how are you feeling about the Niners being 2-0 this morning?
What's up, fellas? Happy very, very 2-0 Monday. You feel me? It's great to be 2-0. Alternative is worse. But before I start, man, real quick, I just want to give a shout-out to myself. Today I turned 45.
Oh, happy birthday.
1980. Thank you very much. And I do also want to say that I called it out a few weeks ago, the three people that are in our circle of trust.
Okay.
We got Lynch. We got Kyle, and we got Salah. So, first one, Lynch. Man, he picked up the wide receiver. What's his name? I can't remember his name, but he came in and had a good catch.
Kendrick Bourne.
Kendrick Bourne, thank you.
Bourne identity.
Our left guard went down, and we were like, oh, no. The other guy stepped up, and he did pretty good. So, shout out to Lynch.
Hmm.
Salah, his defense. Hey, man, Winters is balling. You know, Warner, the one of the plays of the year, that was incredible. Way to not give up. And then we got our boy Kyle. Kyle is the quarterback whisperer. So let me get this off.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Real quick. Back then, they didn't want me, not with Kyle. They all loaned me. Mac Jones, who?
Hey, it's
Mike Jones. Mike Jones.
We had it ready.
Let's go.
Wait, do you have the one that we made? Did you get the remix
Mac
going?
Mac Jones.
Oh, Mac. That's
who?
Oreo Cookie.
Who?
Hey.
Who?
Mike Jones.
He does have.
Who?
Mac Jones.
You're way too proud of that. But again, he does play with swagger. Nick Bosa talked about it after. He's like, yeah, you know, it's kind of weird, man, when you have a backup quarterback with that much swagger. But it's true. And I know he is, by definition, a backup quarterback. And he was a backup last year, so it's what have you done for me lately? This is a guy, though, that did like start a lot of games and did
50
as a rookie. He took his team to the playoffs. Like,
I know.
I don't scoff at things like that. I know
either.
A lot of us want to poo-poo it, and it's the same thing we do with Sam Darnold, who, by the way, got a big win yesterday against
he
the Pittsburgh
good.
Steelers. He did look good. He had another Sam Darnold type of play where he like threw it up, and Cam Hayward made an incredible play. But that happens. That's the Sam Darnold effect. But can we not judge these guys by their lowest moments? That's what we like to do in society always, is judge people by their lowest moments. And I'm always a guy that's going to be cautiously optimistic just by nature, Joe. So I'm not going to judge Mac Jones by his lowest moment, which was probably him as a quarterback for the New England Patriots when Chandler Jones for the Raiders stiff-armed him with that horrible, you know, hook and ladder type play when everyone was laughing at him with no time left on the clock. Like, I get it. That's probably going to be the image for a lot of people going forward. But he has a chance in these next few weeks to kind of rewrite that. And I'm rooting for the guy.
Well,
I am.
There is something to be said for going through what are they called? The trials and tribulations at the professional level. You know, Steve Young has talked a lot about he would never have been the player that he ended up being without the years in Tampa Bay, struggling.
Yes.
Struggling. It made him appreciate his situation more, and it also gave him perspective on, you know, what he had going, and it also taught him how to not do too much out on the field and rely on your teammates. And not everyone is blessed into that. Like, I think Patrick Mahomes is learning right now, like, boy, I don't have a lot of help around me. You know, the NFL that I jumped into in 2018, where I'm throwing to Tyreek, who's in his prime, and Kelsey in his prime, and Hunt in his prime, is we're putting up 50 every game, and I'm throwing for 5,500 yards and 50 touchdowns. Like, that's not the real NFL.
First time in Patrick Mahomes' career, he's 0-2.
And he's lost 3 in a row for the first time in his career.
You hate to see it. You really do. I'm not bearing them, by the way. I'm not falling for the old okie doke. We always used to do as the Patriots. They're cooked. They're done. They're not going to win. And then what do? They rattle off 8, 9, 10 in a row. But they won the division and then win the Super Bowl.
Joe, your franchise quarterback was out. Your Hall of Fame tight end was out.
Yep.
You lost two players on offense in this game. You're on the road.
Yep.
All right. You got a new kicker. You survived that. You've got a young defense in transition. Right. So all these things are working against you. And you look up this morning and you're 2-0. And I just glance at the NFC and I say to myself, all right, Philly's awesome. Right. We all acknowledge Philly's awesome. We'll see with the Commanders. I still think they're a good team, but we'll see. Does anyone believe in the Cowboys? Not really. Green Bay's an excellent team.
Who might?
They're an excellent team. The rest of that division might not be as good as they were last year. I'm talking about Detroit and Minnesota specifically.
Detroit did flex on the Bears. And by the way, the Bears
suck.
They stink. They're awful. And I'm a big Caleb fan. I'm rooting for the guy just like I was with Trevor Lawrence. Both those guys, yikes, stock way down on both those number one overall picks.
No, but you would agree, like, things are up in the air in that division.
Absolutely.
Outside of the Packers. I look at the South, like, Atlanta was impressive last night, but the Vikings, I don't know. Like, Tampa Bay, we will see.
McCarthy looked awful. He looked like a rookie. He did.
Okay.
And he's going to have up and down weeks.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Tampa Bay, we'll see tonight. You got the Niners, the Cardinals, and the Rams, all in the NFC West, all 2-0. We'll see. You get an opportunity to play two of these teams over the next 3 weeks, and you're going to get a firsthand look at what they're going to be. Seattle is not going to go away.
No.
Big win on the road yesterday for them. And so I say to myself, you're 2-0. A lot of stuff has gone wrong. You're a team that's kind of a work in progress. McCaffrey's made it through both games, and I'm encouraged. He looks good. I think it was the best that he's ran in 2 years yesterday, even though the numbers weren't robust. Pearsall is coming into his own as a trusted pass catcher. Boy, it was great to have Juwan Jennings back. It's nice to mix in Brian Robinson, even if he runs a little high for my liking. I think that this defense is a... They're not even close to what they're going to be come week 12, 14, 16. I think they're going to be so much better down the road. Things are shaping up, and you're 2-0. I feel so optimistic about the Niners this year.
I wonder where Niner fans are at right now. Starting off 2-0, how impressed are you and how optimistic are you now about this team? Prior to this past, like, listen, this time last week there was concerns. Then we found out, you know, Brock Purdy, he's going to have the turf toe injury. He's going to be out for a couple weeks. You know, the touch of the Christian McCaffrey. You had question marks about the kicker. I know Eddie Pinheiro missed the extra point, and we were all pulling out our hair.
He just pushed it right.
Immediately, he pushed it.
It was like one of my, I call it breakfast balls. You know, you wake up, you don't get any swings. You go out to the
slice.
First hole, and you just push one out of bounds, just straight to the right.
Was it Judge Smales? I never slice it immediately into the woods. I do that every single time.
Gambling is illegal at Bushwood, and I never slice.
So good.
God dang it.
I want a hot dog and a cheeseburger. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live in the Free Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios. We're fired up.
What a win.
26-21 the final. 49ers 2-0, fighting through a hell of a lot of just adversity in general, Joe, these first 2 weeks. I know a lot of other teams are dealing with their crap, but the Niners had question marks with their Hall of Fame left tackle. They don't have their Hall of Fame tight end. You do have your Hall of Fame linebacker making Hall of Fame plays yesterday. And this is not going to be talked about at all. And we're going to go to the phones. TC, Richie, Boss, Manny, we'll get to all of you, I promise. That play they had to end the first half, who was it? Was it Stout and Fred Warner cleaning up Alvin Kamara when they were just trying to run just a play to end the half? but they absolutely popped whoever that running back was, and they ran into the tunnel with so much swagger. Again, it's not going to be talked about, but I had so much confidence in that team. How they orchestrated that two-minute drive there, Joe, to end that half, it spoke volumes about what they did into the second half with all that swagger they were playing. I was, again, top to bottom, I was impressed. There was some things they got to clean up, but we know it's not going to be a perfect defense. But all I want to see is flashes from everyone. I saw Mykel Williams flash. He had a couple tackle for losses.
He looked good.
He looked, by the way, he looks like the biggest player on the field every time he's out there. He is a monster.
He's 20.
Inside. I know. He's got 20. Room to grow, too.
Alfred Collins hit the quarterback. Like, there's a lot to be happy with. And I thought that the way that they utilized Bosa inside, outside, Huff, yep, doing stunts and twists, they did a really good job. Let's go to the phone lines.
Let's do it. TC, Sacramento. You know it's... You know there's quarterback conversations when TC and Sack is calling. What's up, TC?
Joe Spadoni, what's going on, man?
Dude, I'm feeling it, brother. 2-0, how you feeling? You should be pumped up.
Hey, Sasky, I told y'all my angle like this. I'm not coming on. I'm not coming to poop or nothing, bro. I'm just winning and get it done, right? Sasky, what I was excited about is Salah, you know, the freaky defense we got going on. Matt, bro, if not identical to Brock, bro, if not a little better than Brock, right? That's a game that Brock would have damn near had, but he would have had an interception, maybe an interception or two. Matt didn't turn over the ball, and he did what he did, right?
He did have a fumble, TC. Let's be fair here.
I know, but listen, Niners fans, let's bring it back full circle. We all didn't want Mac Jones, right? We was all, Mac Jones, that ain't the pick. Well, hey, the dude is showing out now. I'm not going to jump on him. He just, to me, he looked identical to Brock, bro, if not better. The Niners got the win. Shasky, I told you, there ain't no excuses coming from me, bro. Get it done. You got your guy in the building, Shanahan. We're not going to throw a parade because we're 2-0, bro. We just got to get it done, period.
I would disagree with you on this.
Thanks, TC.
I actually did not think it looked exactly like a Brock game. And I think that was the beauty of Shanahan tailoring some of the plays to fit Mac's ability. Mac held on to the ball probably four plays that stick out to me that I wrote down a little too long. One of them was the one that he got strip sacked on, and that's something he's going to have to clean up. They don't throw outside the numbers routinely, and they did it on third down twice by design to clear out space, and I don't think they do that with Purdy because of the arm strength of Mac Jones. Secondarily, I think that they use Purdy on the run more by design with the play action boot stuff to get him different platforms to throw from. And I thought that the game plan shifted, and rightfully so. No, I don't think that was a Purdy game plan. I thought that Kyle adjusted accordingly. I thought the team adjusted accordingly. But why do we have to elevate one and like knock down the other? Can't we just prop up one independently of the other? Mac had a great game. It means nothing about Purdy's status going forward. He is the franchise quarterback.
I mean, the notion that Brock Purdy couldn't do what Mac Jones did yesterday, I get it, some of the throws, but Brock does it in a different way.
He does.
That's okay. Lamar Jackson does it in different ways. You know, Josh Allen does it. Like it's not always going to be the same. Mac Jones' skill set are going to be different, and Kyle Shanahan is trying to cater to that while also playing within the offense. By the way, you know, you said it right there. It looked different because there were 39 throws from Mac Jones yesterday. You know how many times Brock Purdy did that last year? 39 throwing attempts or more? Just last season. Can you just guess off the top of your head?
I would say the Detroit game, maybe three times.
Once. He had 40 attempts in a loss to the Miami Dolphins. 26 of 40.
He didn't even do it in the Detroit game. Wow.
No, 35. So he did that one time last year.
I mean, they dropped back 45 times yesterday, and they didn't attempt 45 passes, but they wanted to.
They wanted to.
I mean, in the first half, to have 25 dropbacks was jarring.
I mean, the first opening sequence, Joe, for the Niners was three straight passes. Like not featuring your best player on offense, which we all would agree is Christian McCaffrey still, was kind of nuts, but speaks to Kyle Shanahan and his trust in Mac Jones's arm, right?
I also think the part that's going to get lost is everyone's going to say it's the trust in Mac Jones. I think it was also because Staley was loading the box, which they do every week. But in particular, Staley knows your personnel, your scheme better than anyone. And I thought that taking away Christian McCaffrey after being overutilized last week was probably the more appropriate correction and overcorrection by Shanahan. I don't think this is, like, don't glean too much into this. They did that to win the game.
Well, it was almost like, and you mentioned the Patriots early on, and obviously Mac Jones starting his career there. It was almost like kind of that Tom Brady, Josh McDaniels offense where, you're using the short passing game to basically be your running game.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you're doing. You're doing some dinking and dunking, get these guys out in space, and that's the way they're collecting. Like, listen, 6 receptions, 52 yards for CMC. Just add that to his total. Over 100 yards total. Like, just take that right there. 13 carries only for him. I feel great about how they're using Christian McCaffrey and how they pivoted their offense in this game.
My favorite play was the red zone play where they put him into the slot and then ran the out. It was a beautifully thrown ball by Mac Jones. Mac Jones on third down made some great throws. The one on the 2-minute drive that he ripped to Jennings over the top, that I think we were all like, uh-oh, and it was just perfect, right in his breadbasket. I mean, he hit some good throws. He also threw a couple of late into the flat. Like, the one in particular that sticks out to me was to Braden Willis. He threw late and behind him in the flat. That's a play that could have got intercepted. Isaac Yiadom wanted to jump on a ball to Jennings early in the game where he read it and he kind of stared him down. So there's some growing pains. And you know, Mac admitted, like, hey, I looked a little tentative early on in the game. I was a little nervous.
There was one to Marquez Valdes-Scantling where he threw behind him. And MVS actually... If he didn't hit the ball, it was going to be a pick.
It's a great
call. So it's actually a good play.
He got his hand up ever so carefully.
So it was actually ended up being a good play.
Everybody's
going to
throw no throws. Yeah. Guys, like, I watched Mahomes yesterday against the Eagles. It looked ugly. He missed 2 wide open guys over the top and overthrew him by 10 yards. It's one of the greatest players we've ever seen.
We're getting mixed signals here on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. A lot of people impressed. A lot of people saying, great, you beat the Saints. Do it against the Cardinals. What have you done for me lately? It's a great win.
Why can't it just be a great win?
I agree.
Why does it have to be this sweeping proclamation on one quarterback or the other or what it means for the future? It's a great win. You're 2-0.
Because we want to compare and contrast the quarterbacks always. But I'd argue this. They're not doing that in Cincinnati with Jake Browning, who got a win yesterday. Great. And I know he's had some flashes as a backup in the past. But they're not all of a sudden saying there's quarterback controversy over in Cincinnati with the Bengals. They're not doing that. And we're not doing that here in San Francisco. I get it because people are going to say, oh, Joe, well, you can't compare Joe Burrow and Brock Purdy. No. Brock Purdy is the highest paid player in the history of the 49ers. He's their starting quarterback. When he comes back, when he's healthy, he's going to be starting. There's no question marks about that. What's feeling good if you're a 49ers fan, we'll pick this up on the other side, is the fact that now we actually have a backup we know can win a game. You didn't have that last year. You had Brandon Allen and Josh Dobbs, Joe, who stunk. They stunk. Mac Jones, he's a lot of things. He doesn't stink. He can win you a game, okay? And that's a big plus coming away from yesterday. That's what's coming on the game. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. Robin Sanbruno, Richie and Palo Alto, Boss, Manny.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.